Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call of NTPC Limited, hosted by DAM Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kumar.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. On behalf of DAM Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call of NTPC. We have with us the senior management of NTPC, represented by Mr. Jayakumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, Mr. Dilip Kumar Patel, Director of Human Resources, Mr. Ramesh Babu V, Director of Operations, Mr. Chandan Kumar Mondol, Director of Commercial, and Mr. Ujjwal Kanti Bhattacharya, Director of Projects. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Srinivasan for his opening remarks, and then we can have a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Am I sufficiently audible?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. Very good evening to all the participants. I am Jayakumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance. Welcome all of you to the Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call of NTPC Limited. I have with me, Shri Dilip Kumar Patel, Director of Human Resources, Ramesh Babu, Director of Operations, Shri Chandan Kumar Mondol, Director of Commercial, and Shri Ujjwal Kanti Bhattacharya, Director of Projects. I have with me other key members of the NTPC team as well. Today, the company has announced the unaudited financial results and key performance highlights for the third quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2022. The same have already been uploaded on both the stock exchanges. NTPC has completed yet another remarkable quarter with very strong operational and financial performance. We have made significant progress on various strategic initiatives as well, which I'll share with you. Operational highlights for Q3 and nine months FY 2023 are as under. During Q3 FY 2023, NTPC has added 630 MW of commercial capacity to its portfolio from renewable sources. As on 31st December 2022, the commercial capacity of NTPC stands at 58,269 MW on standalone basis and 70,884 MW for the group as a whole. NTPC group generated 295 billion units in nine months FY 2023 as compared to 265 billion units in nine months FY 2022, an increase of around 11%. NTPC standalone gross generation in nine months FY 2023 is 255 billion units as compared to 227 billion units in the corresponding previous period, registering an increase of around 12%. During the nine months FY 2023, average PLF of NTPC coal station was 74.45% as against the national average of 63.27%, thereby maintaining a spread of over 11%. For nine months FY 2023, five coal stations of NTPC, which is Korba, Singrauli, Vindhyachal, Rihand, and Talcher, were among the top 10 performing stations in the country in terms of PLF. During nine months FY 2023, there has been an improvement in scheduling by the beneficiary, thereby reducing the backing down from 76.28 billion units in nine months FY 2022 to 72.38 billion units, a reduction by around 4 billion units. I now share the status of the fuel supply. Coal supply during nine months FY 2023 improved to 166 million metric ton, including 11.59 million metric ton of imported coal, from 148 million metric ton, including 1.4 million metric ton of imported coal in nine months of the corresponding previous year. During nine months FY 2023, materialization of coal against ACQ, which is the annual contracted quantity has improved to 98.2% as against 97.80% in the corresponding previous period. NTPC's own coal production, captive coal production during 9-month FY23 was 14.55 million metric tons with around 51% growth as against 9.65 million metric tons in 9-month FY22. Cumulative expenditure of INR 8,933 crores have been incurred on the development of coal mines till 31st December 2022. NTPC Limited dispatched its first coal rake from its Talaipalli coal mines to NTPC Lara Super Thermal Power Project in Chhattisgarh on 22nd November 2022. The commencement of rake loading paves the way forward for Talaipalli mines to dispatch coal in efficient and smooth manner to meet the coal requirement of 1600 megawatt Lara station. Now I'll update on the various other financial highlights. Total income for Q3 FY23 is 42,149 crore rupees, as against corresponding quarter of previous year total income of rupees 31,161 crores, registering an increase of 35.26%. On 9 months basis, there is an increase of 39.6% in the total income, that is from 89,315 crores in 9 months FY22 to 1,24,685 crores. Profit after tax PAT for Q3 FY23 is 4,476 crores as against 4,246 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year, registering an increase of 5.42%. On 9-month basis, PAT is 11,524 crores as against rupees 10,664 crores in the 9 months FY22, registering an increase of 8.07%. Total income of the group for 9 months FY23 is 1,33,231 crores, as against corresponding previous period of total income of 97,270 crores, registering an increase of 36.97%. PAT of the group for 9 months FY23 is 12,250 crores, as against corresponding previous period PAT of rupees 11,761 crores, registering an increase of 4.16%. During 9 months FY23, our joint ventures and subsidiaries have earned a profit of rupees 1,771 crores as compared to rupees 2,225 crores in the corresponding period of previous year. During 9 months FY23, we have received dividend income of rupees 1,046 crores from our subsidiaries and joint venture companies, as against 1,142 crores received during 9 months FY22. The regulated equity as on 31st December 2022 stands at 75,449 crores on standalone basis. As regards fund mobilization, NTPC has issued unsecured debentures aggregating to 500 crores at the rate of 7.44% per annum on 16th December 2022 with a tenor of around 10 years. Average cost of borrowing as on 9-month FY23 was 6.32% as compared to 5.95% in 9 months FY22. NTPC Renewable Energy Limited has signed a green term loan agreement of rupees 1,325 crores with Union Bank of India, which includes secured loan of 825 crores and unsecured loan of 500 crores at very competitive rates. The secured loans has been tied up for a tenor of 20 years, longest ever tenor from any domestic lender with NTPC. The unsecured loan is of 5 years tenure with bullet repayment and can be used for any under construction projects of NTPC Renewable Energy Limited. As regards capital expenditure, in 9 months FY23, we have incurred a group capex of rupees 26,058 crores as compared to 25,064 crores in the corresponding previous period. The capital outlay of NTPC on standalone basis has been estimated at 22,454 crores for financial year. I would like to list down few other highlights. Towards achieving the country's net zero energy target by 2070, NTPC plans to have a foray into nuclear power. For this, NTPC plans to execute nuclear power capacity addition through pressurized heavy water reactors through Ashwini, a joint venture between NTPC and Nuclear Power Corporation of India. Additionally, nuclear capacity addition through implementation of small modular reactors and pressurized water reactors with government-to-government agreement is also being contemplated. NTPC is also looking for making fuel tie-up with Uranium Corporation of India Limited to ensure requisite fuel availability. The modalities for asset transfer of two pressurized heavy water reactors, PWHR project, which is Chutka 2x700 MW in MP and Mahi Banswara 4x700 MW in Rajasthan, from NPCL to Ashwini, the joint venture company, are in progress. NTPC holds a strong commitment towards renewable energy. NTPC has added more than 1.3 gigawatt of renewable capacity in financial year 23 till December 2022. Company has also forayed into a variety of business areas including e-mobility, green hydrogen solutions and waste-to-wealth. NTPC Group has also commissioned 3,154 megawatt of RE project under EPC mode as at 31st December 22. Presently, 4,718 megawatt of RE projects, including ongoing projects of NTPC REEL, are under construction. Further, bids for 340 megawatt capacity RE projects have been won, which will be awarded soon. Plans for development of another 24 gigawatt ultra-mega renewable energy power parks are in various stages. Carbon capture utilization storage, CCUS, is one of the key components of India's CO2 mitigation strategy to facilitate the transition towards a low-carbon energy economy and onwards to net zero emission levels. To achieve this goal, NTPC Research Wing, NETRA, and Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Central Building Research Institute, Roorkee, have rolled out a R&D project for development of carbon-negative carbonated aggregate, which can be used in building, road and other construction activities. As part of this study, CO2 captured from flue gas, fly ash and other industrial waste will be converted into CO2 sequestered engineered aggregates, also called as carbonated or mineralized aggregates. Upon development, carbonated aggregate is expected to become a viable alternative to natural aggregates and thereby conserve ecology and environment. Amongst the several MOUs signed by NTPC and its subsidiary, a few are being highlighted here. NTPC Renewable Energy Limited has signed a memorandum of understanding with National Institute of Wind Energy for strategic collaboration in developing onshore and offshore wind power projects in India. The MOE shall help in building long-term partnership with NIWE and shall develop the capabilities of NTPC REL in a longer term for assessment, identification and studies for development of onshore and offshore wind projects. The MOU shall also be helpful in identification of new wind sites for further development. NTPC Green Energy Limited, NGEL, signed a MOU with GRIDCO, Orissa, for the development of large-scale ground solar, floating solar and pump storage project in the state aggregating to 3,000 megawatts. To facilitate the transition towards a low-carbon energy economy and subsequently net zero emission, NTPC and GE Power Limited signed a deal for partnering on research, development and engineering of technologies that will enable NTPC to reduce the amount of coal-fired in their units and gradually replace it by co-firing of alternative fuel biomass. Both companies will jointly explore the pathway to reduce CO2 emissions from Tanda Thermal Power Plant and further implement across the NTPC projects in India. NTPC has signed a non-binding MOU with Technimont Private Limited an Indian subsidiary of Mayer Technimont Group Italy. The objective of the MOU is to jointly evaluate and explore the possibility to develop a commercial-scale green methanol production facility at NTPC project. The green methanol project involves carbon capturing from NTPC power plants and converting it into green fuel. Green methanol has a wide range of application, including serving as a base material for the chemical industry, storing renewable electricity, and even a transportation as a transportation fuel. This project, along with pilot-scale green methanol project under execution, aligns with NTPC's commitment to sustainable and renewable energy and will significantly contribute to India's energy transition. NVVN, our trading subsidiary, transacted 22 billion units during the 9 months FY23 as against 18 billion units during the 9 months FY22, registering growth of around 24%. NTPC has been conferred with prestigious SHRM HR Excellence Award 2022. NTPC has been awarded the winner for excellence in developing leaders for tomorrow for following the best practices to identify individuals from within the organization and develop them into leaders who will take on challenging roles in the future. ET Ascent named NTPC Limited as Star of the Industry for Excellence and Leadership. NTPC won the award for Dream Company to Work For in area of excellence and leadership. The award honors NTPC's constantly evolving talent strategy and people's practice that are in line with business requirements and work to create a meaningful environment that fosters business excellence. It acknowledges NTPC as a pioneer in the field and an ideal location to work by supporting the business people first philosophy. NTPC has received Best Globally Competitive Power Company of India in the overall power sector award at Prakash Mai 15th Inertia Award 2022. The award marks its contribution to the power sector that includes building a strong RE portfolio for NTPC and leading the company as a top global power sector enterprise. CMD NTPC has been bestowed with the CEO of the Year Award at the 24th Annual Platts Global Energy Award for his outstanding contribution to power sector. The CEO of the Year demonstrates the ability to sustain the sector amid universal headwinds while supporting the employees who propel their organization in the future. NTPC has been recently conferred with the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India Award for Excellence in Financial Reporting for financial year 21-22 in the category of public sector entities. The award showcases the best practices followed by a company for comprehensive and transparent reporting of financial statements. These were some of the key highlights I wanted to share with all the participants in this earnings conference call before we begin the question answer. Thank you so much. We can take on the questions now.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Sumit Kishore from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the fixed cost under recovery. What is the figure for 9 months FY23 and the corresponding number for previous year?
Yeah, the fixed cost under recovery for 9 months has been 548. This is much less than the corresponding previous period, which was 692. However, we are targeting that in the fourth quarter, this will be brought down significantly to a level of 250 crores.
Okay. You had mentioned in your opening remarks the share of profit from JVs in 9 month FY23. I couldn't get the number. And could you please give the corresponding number for previous year and the reasons for the decline?
As far as subsidiaries are concerned, yes, there has been a 7% drop in the profits, and JVs there is a significant drop. However, the underlying reason for this is common that most of these companies are, you know, are subjected to the LPS rules where their outstanding dues have been subjected to the installments. So that there has been a drop as far as the late payment surcharge is concerned. So that is the reason, broad reason for that.
Okay. Can you please give us the numbers and also what is the impact because of HURL, the fertilizer JV?
Give me a second. HURL variation would be around 76 crores. Because the gas consumption is on higher side as compared to norms. That's the basic reason. And NTPC's share is 29.67%. So compared to previous period, there is an adverse of around 36%.
So can you please repeat the number of share of profit from JV in 9 months FY23 and the previous year?
You want overall or HRUL?
No, overall for JVs and subsidiaries.
Yeah, overall JV and subsidiary, as far as subsidiary is concerned, the profit is 1290, which was 1391 in the corresponding last year. And share of profit from joint ventures, which was 834 last year, is now 481.
Okay. So also, if you could give us an update on the total under construction and development capacity which you have for RE right now and update on the UMREPPs that you have been pursuing of 24 gigawatt. What is the update, you know, since we last spoke?
Let me give you a broad perspective on the whole capacities. Is currently the installed capacity is 70,884, that is at the end of December 22. Now it's slightly more in January. The under construction projects aggregates to 18,253, wherein the coal projects under construction is 11,280, hydro is 2,255. I am telling this for the group as a whole. Renewable capacity under construction is 4,718. So there is a total of 18,253 under construction. And going ahead, around 42 gigawatts is under feasibility and you know, planning, out of which we are planning a 6 gigawatt from coal-based plants. RE would constitute around 36 gigawatt, so that number 46 gigawatt. So out of the RE, around 26 gigawatt will be implemented through solar parks and balance 10 gigawatt would be under CPSU schemes.
Okay, I will join the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. So, sir, can you just throw some light on the ash transportation cost of around 31 billion? How much was it booked in the present quarter? And also, why is there a spike in the finance cost in Q3 over Q2?
Yeah. See, there is an increase of around 524. You are talking about Q2 versus Q3, isn't it? The increases on account of ERV exchange rate variation to the tune of 421 crores. There is an increase in the cash credit of 17.48. Rupee term loan is 68.14 crores. and interest on foreign currency loan is close to 29.28 crores. Interest on bond is 28.96 crores. These are the differential. And the increase is partly offset by decrease in interest on foreign currency bonds by 45.22 crores, discount on commercial paper by 44.33 crores. So these are the broad reasons for the comparison between Q2 and Q3. What was your first question?
So the ash transportation cost, how much of it was booked in this quarter?
9 months you are asking or the quarter?
The total is around 31 billion, so how much was it booked in this quarter?
Give me a second, please.
See, the net ash transportation cost last year was 1600 crores. If you deduct the 270 odd crores that we received from sale of ash, it works to around 1400 crores. This year we have only spent around 1225 crores on ash transportation. And generally, ash transportation is higher in Q3 because Q2 is a monsoon season. There will be less ash transportation.
Okay. Understood. And also, I will.
Sorry, Mr. Abhyankar, your voice broke. Can you please repeat your question?
Am I audible now?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah.
Sir, any idea, can you throw some more light on thermal thermal capacity ordering pipeline? Any status on 1.6 gigawatt Lara expansion?
Lara is expansion is under NIT, you must be knowing. This is 2 into 800 megawatt, 1600 megawatt capacity. And we expect to open the bid in the month of March itself. And awarded by April.
And sir, the pipeline for FY24 and 25?
For even for this year itself, 23-24, we are targeting Singrauli, which will be by the December 2023. And overall, if you take FY23-24 and 24-25, other than Talcher Thermal, it will be around 6100 megawatts.
Okay, sir. Understood. And sir, just a final question. Any status on the on the renewable thing, sir? Has there been any changes due to the high price of the modules?
I will request Mohit Bhargav, the CEO of RE Limited, to take this question.
Hey, but what exactly was the question?
Can you repeat your question for more clarity?
So what is the status of the renewable team, the monetization plan?
Monetization
plan is mostly on track. The people have largely completed.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. I would request you to come closer to the Polycom and speak, please.
Well, monetization plan, I think it is on. I think by year, financial year end, March will conclude it.
Can you please repeat?
This monetization is on track and we will be concluding it by March.
March. Okay. Thank you. I'll get back in touch.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Abhijit Anand from NK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, if you can just let us know the adjusted PAT and incentive for the quarter or 9 months.
The adjusted PAT for the quarter.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. Sir, your voice is echoing.
Yeah. Can I answer? Somebody open the second.
Sir, please proceed.
Yeah, the adjusted PAT for Q3 financial year 23 would be 4,424 crores as against the reported PAT of 4,476. This compares favorably from the 9 month of the corresponding last period by adjusted profit would be up by 18%.
And incentives, sir, can you highlight the incentive as well?
Yeah. The incentive for Q3 is 125 crores, which is the highest ever in the Q3 in the last 2-4 years. And with this, the 9 month incentive has reached to a level of 424, which is also unprecedented level.
And if you can let us know for 24-25, what can be the capacity addition expected?
Capacity addition.
Yeah.
Director project will be answering. 23-24? Capacity addition expectation. 23-24.
Yeah. We are expecting 5,940 total capacity in 23-24.
And 25, sir?
25 will be
4,684.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anupam Goswami from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on the good set of numbers. My first question on the FGD capex and the total outstanding on the FGD, where are we?
Your voice is not very clear. Can you repeat?
Hi. My first question is on the FGD pipeline. Where are we and how much is required and the capex amount as well?
The FGD, we have already awarded the entire 62,000 megawatt capacity approximately, and they will be commissioned progressively. 7 units total 2330 have been already commissioned long ago, and there are ongoing 129 units under construction, that is 60940 megawatt. That includes DSI at Tanda Unit 1-2, total 62,270. The capex as awarded of FGD is 29,631, but there might be some amount of price variation, so this may go up capex wise.
Okay.
And we have 1454 megawatt equivalent, total 12 units under retendering. Once we complete that retendering, it will be 148 units. And total cumulative capacity 6,724 megawatts, and the capex will be of the order of 31.4 as awarded.
Okay. We are hoping to get it commissioned by FY25, all 62,000.
No, we have A, B, C category. We all know by this time government has come out with this categorization. So we'll be completing within that category limits. Like for A category, it will be, the deadline is December 24 and we'll be on track. For B category, it will be 26, and for C category, 26. And we'll be on track for all these units.
Okay. So my second question on the, we have seen in the industry that we have crossed about 200 gigawatts peak capacity in December, that also in winter. So going forward in the summer time, looking at a similar level last year, we have faced a little shortage on the coal. Do you see a similar scenario coming up or forming going forward, or where should we look at the tariff rate also going forward?
Coal shortage. Is that the question? Can you repeat the question?
Yes, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Goswami. I would request you to use your handset to ask a question. Thank you.
Hi, am I audible now?
Yes, sir, this is much better. Please continue.
Much audible.
Yes. We have seen 200 gigawatts peak capacity crossing in December. So going forward, do we envisage any fuel supply shortage and that too where the tariff, goes over there? Do we have any kind of risk to this fuel supply?
See, right, in the month of April, it is likely to go to around 230 gigawatts is the peak capacity expected. As far as NTPC is concerned, we have around 15 days stock of coal as of now. We are better off than last year, and we have also some coal coming from abroad, that is in pipeline. So we don't see any shortage this year, and moreover, our capital mines have increased production by around 50%. So therefore, we are comfortable on coal front.
Okay. So I'll join back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please note, if you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset while asking a question. This is required to ensure optimum audio quality on the call. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Apurva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, in your opening remarks, you briefly touched upon the company's plan to enter into nuclear power generation. So if you could share some numbers over there, what would be the target capacity addition and the timeline?
Yeah. Because of repetition that, we'll be implementing this through a joint venture called as Ashwini. It's a joint venture of NTPC and nuclear power. There are two projects lined up, which is Chutka 2 into 700 megawatt in MP and Mahi Banswara 4 into 700 in Rajasthan. If you take two units of 700 megawatt, the project cost would be, completion cost would be close to 25,000 crores, which would translate to a tariff of 7.36 rupees per kWh.
So as far as his question was the capacity addition. See, as per our plan, by 2032, when we aspire to become 130,000 megawatt company, we have a target of 2,000 megawatt from nuclear. And we are confident that out of these Chutka and Mahi Banswara, we'll be definitely be completing 2,000 megawatt out of these two projects. And there is one more information I can give you. This is part of the fleet mode, as Government of India has already identified them. So these are going to be of the same vintage, same design and same category, that is PHWR, which is almost indigenized. And we'll be working jointly with nuclear power corporations, with JV. So I don't see any reason not to achieve. So by 2032, we'll have 2,000 megawatt of capacity as planned from nuclear.
Okay, sir. So nothing beyond these two.
Any. As the director of finance already told, we have already identified 1,400 megawatt project at Chutka, 2 into 700, and 4 into 700 in Mahi Banswara. So already six units of 700 megawatt are lined up. Now these 4,200 megawatt will be completed within 2035. That is my anticipation. And as we have already entered into this, we will be progressing, and as it's far too long to decide about the plan in 2050. But my anticipation will be by 2050, we'll have around 20,000 megawatt capacity in NTPC from nuclear.
Okay. Understood. For second, I think there was this concern around nuclear, especially on the liability clause, right, when post the deal happened. So has the government provided any comfort over there? Would there be any limit to NTPC's liabilities over there?
See, the liability clause, we are working with government, and the Nuclear Power Corporation is already comfortable with this. We are talking to them. And I don't think this is going to be any kind of problem for us. Problem is not with the developer alone. The problem is the EPC contractors, they want the problem. They want to get some kind of shield. In case of this fleet mode, we are comfortable because we don't have any specific EPC foreign vendor here. That's the advantage here.
Okay, sir. And typically nuclear, I mean, these plants will be under the cost plus model like our thermal portfolio.
It is typically price is tariff is decided by Atomic Energy Commission by their set rules, and 7.66 rupees per kilowatt hour per unit which DSM have said. You must be knowing this is at 68% availability factor. Now if we increase it to 80%, if we can manage to do that, the tariff will come down.
The other advantage with new tariffs, it would be a must.
It's a single part tariff, correct?
Right, right. Sorry, sir, you're saying something on the advantage of nuclear?
Yeah, I was just adding that single part tariff and a must run plant, so it ranks high in the merit order.
Understood, sir. Very useful. So just one, I think maybe more a bookkeeping question. If you can share the late payment surcharge number for the quarter 9 months, that will be very useful.
Yeah, the late payment surcharge for Q3 was 67 crores. So that makes it 459 crores for the 9 months. Understandably, you know, the trend of late payment surcharge all across power sector is going down because of stringent payment conditions, security mechanism, and also the late payment surcharge rules. However, one should understand that late payment surcharge is not a main source of income. It's incidental. These are more of a deterrent rates of, you know, recovering the financial cost. So the low trend is in one sense indicative of a better collection efficiency.
Indeed, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Girish from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to understand a little bit on the renewable side. So this 4718 gigawatt which we have under construction and the 36 gigawatt under feasibility and planning, just wanted to understand how would the run rate pan out in the next few years? That's the first question.
Yeah, I'll just give you a broad picture and then I'll hand over to the CEO of NREL. The 60 gigawatt strategy would be that 40 gigawatt would be through tariff-based competitive bidding, which would include some kind of bundling through, you know, 24 hours RTC power also. 5 gigawatt would be targeted through CPSU scheme, wherein 3.7 gigawatt is already won in the bidding process. 15 gigawatt is broadly earmarked for non-PPA, wherein 5 gigawatt we have plans for flexibilization. We already have internal approvals for 1 gigawatt rolling non-PPA link project. Merchant would be another 5 gigawatt plan, and we are also targeting commercial and industrial consumer, including battery energy storage scheme, which would be 5 gigawatt plan. And besides that, 5 gigawatt would be broadly through the hydrogen space. So for a little more detailing, I would request Mohit Bhargav, our CEO, to add on.
Yeah, good afternoon. I think most of the points have already been told by Mr. Srinivasan. So I think you asked about run rate. Run rate would obviously, I mean, that's a simple math. We could look at about 5 to 6 gigawatt starting sometime after one and a half years. Once, when we hope all these issues regarding module supply and everything are sorted out. So that's the broad thing. Otherwise, the details have already been shared by Mr. Srinivasan.
Mr. Girish, I would request you to kindly unmute yourself and speak, sir.
Sorry. Just wanted to check whether land is already tied up for almost 70-80%, or like how comfortable we are at land right now.
So we are in the process of tying up land, Girish. It's a continuous process. We have already tied up in Gujarat. We have some land in MP. We are in the process of tying up more in Karnataka and Rajasthan. So that's how we are proceeding.
Just on CapEx, if you could help us the total CapEx and then broken up into various subs, JVs, and for this year and next year, and also coal CapEx, if you just provide that data for fiscal 23.
Specific to RE or overall?
Overall, sir, in the breakup.
Yeah. So for, as I mentioned in the beginning, for the financial year 22-23, the capex projection is 23,082 crore. And over the next 3 years, we have of 26,000 crores looking 23-24, followed by 22,484 in 24-25 and 24,957. So these are broad numbers. So on an average, it would be close to 25,000
per annum. JV, sir, and any renewable capex here? If you could provide any data around subs, JVs, renewables.
Well, I don't have a breakup. This was on an NTPC standalone basis. We really don't have a captured figure here on the renewable should be implemented through the subsidiaries. But I'll just check whether we have a broad. Okay, we'll follow it up with the detail. We'll give you the details to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anupam Upadhyay from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. This is Anuj Upadhyay from HDFC. A few big bookkeeping, few bookkeeping questions, sir. One is on what has contributed to a rise in other expenses and the employee expenses for the year. And you referred to a decline in the JV and subsidiaries profit. This is to the tune of 400 to 500 crore. Is it purely attributable to the lower low payment surcharge income, or is anything else which has contributed to this?
Now, as I I'll give you account of that. This is regarding subsidiary. It has gone down by 102 crores, and for JV it has gone down by 374 crores. Now, as far as the subsidiary is concerned, out of 102 decline, one of the subsidiary, the THDC, has got 126 crores, and that's due to LPS reduction by 250 crores. So, a significant part of significant contribution is because of the declining interest, but there could be some other reasons in terms of data discounting, impact of the data discounting and accounting entry which we have to do for discounting of future receivables. So on account of that also, there has been some entries. As far as JV is concerned, again, NTPC Tamil Nadu, NTCL, there is a decline by 173 crores. Again, the entry is 237 crores due to data discount and decrease in surcharge by another 100. So 337 crores is on account of this thing totality, but out of that, NTPC share is 168 crores. So these are the major this thing. There could be some reduction on account of some forced outages under recovery in other subsidiaries. Major, for instance, a 70 crores decline is due to operational reasons. And as already I had said about HURL, it has gone down by 76 crores.
Fine, sir. And the reason for high other expenses and employee expenses for the quarter, sir?
One second. Employee expenses?
Other expenses.
Business for high employee and other expenses. Okay.
No, I think this this details were already given that the increase in other expenses by 2674 crores. That's significant reasons are being the exchange rate variation has gone up by 1783 crores. Ash utilization and marketing expenses are 483 crores. R&M expenses is 239 crores because there was more outage and more overall that were done during this quarter. Interest to beneficiary 69.06 crores. Electricity duty commensurate with the sales has gone up by 55.61 crores. Stores consumption is 40.71 crores. Security expense has gone up by 20 crores. Insurance by 16 crores. Rent by 13 crores. Advertisement 11. And there is a decrease in the provision for arbitration by around 60 crores. So net basis 2674 is the increase.
Fine, sir. And lastly, sir, can we mention how much do we plan to raise through the monetization across the renewable deal? I don't want the percentage, but at least the quantum which we are trying to raise through this monetization plan.
No, we can't, hazard a guess as far as the quantum is concerned. We are contemplating offloading some very minor shares between 10 to 20% depending on the response. So it would be difficult to... And it will not be appropriate also to give an expectation here when the bidding process is on, closing the book.
Fair point, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhruv Muchhal from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, in the notes to accounts, there is a mention of ash transportation related some charges after the CRC order. So is there an impact on the financials because of this and also a recurring impact going ahead?
No, in fact, we were provisionally accounting for this under regulatory income. However, when the final orders has come from CRC, there is an accounting change that we are booking it under revenue rather than the regulatory income. So to that extent, there is a reversal in that account. Right? So it has helped to improve the PBT, but the differential, the PAT would remain the same.
Got it. So it improves the cash flow collection. Earlier, we're not billing to the DISCOMs. Now you are able to bill it to the DISCOMs.
Absolutely, yes.
Got it. And sir, the second question, but it has no financial impact. The order is in line with what we are provisioning.
Order is fairly in line with our what we are provisionally billing.
And so the second question is, there are some...
Added to that, we have, the add-on is that there is a interest carrying cost on that, which we have.
Okay. Sure. And so the second is, there were reports that the government is likely to offer you gas at probably discounted rate or some reimbursement driven rates, so that you are able to operate your gas plants. I believe that is for peaking power support. So, sir, is there some further development to it? This I'm asking in context because there were some earlier news that some of the DISCOMs wanted to, surrender the PPAs as they expire for the gas plants. So, can there be some hope to further extension to these PPAs?
This matter is under discussion from the point of view of addressing the expected increase in the demand, but however there are no definitive numbers I can give at this particular point of time, but definitely in order to cope up with the picking demand, that could be one of the alternatives.
The government is asking GAIL to supply gas at a reasonable rate. The discussions are still going on. So hopefully in the next 10 days it will fructify.
Sure. And so just technically, how does this work? Say, for example, do you still, if you have to provide peaking support from a gas plant, do you have to run this 24/7 at some minimum load so that the peaking power can be provided, or you can, you know, go from zero to whatever levels you want? I mean, whatever the demand level is, depending upon the request from DISCOMs.
These gas plants, even now we are providing peaking power. They are normally run on peak load hours. They can immediately start, go to full load within 25 minutes. So they can run for 2-3 hours and then can again stop them. This is an open cycle
waves. Okay. Sorry, for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can you give some, you know, update on what all plants should we expect to commission in FY24?
So far as thermal power projects are concerned, in FY24, bar 660 megawatt, unit number 3. North Karanpura unit number 2, 660 megawatt. Telangana unit number 2, 800 megawatt. And RE projects of the order of 735 megawatt. Total 2855 is the capacity in target for FY24.
Okay. Just, and that's what I said, the target was a bigger number than...
I'll tell you, this is NTPC standalone with RE projects only. Now if we go for BIP sale, which is our international project, there we have already added 660 megawatt, we'll add another 660 megawatt in FY24. Then NREL is expected to bring around 2,300 megawatt, and THDC is expected to add 1,000 megawatt. So if we take this almost 4,000 megawatt capacity addition with NTPC standalone, our total capacity addition as a group will be 6,810 megawatt.
Got it. Good. And if you can share the dividend income for this year, I can list it.
Dividend income.
One second. Yeah. But dividend income from JV for 9 months is 710 crores, and from subsidiary it is 336 crores, and so total is 1,053 crores.
Okay, that's useful. And what is the capex spend in the 9 months on the standalone pack?
Standalone our capex target was 22,300 crore rupees approximately. We are at 84%.
84%. That's it. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again, sir. So I wanted to understand whether the revision in energy charges due to great slippages affect our profits.
What was the question?
Does the revision in energy charges due to great slippages affect our profits?
Great slippages. No, we have not done anything this year.
So if it is a generic question, whether the great slippage will reduce your energy charges, is this what you are saying?
Yes, sir.
See, energy charges are not calibrated in that way. Energy charges are based on the grade that we sample at the mine end. So if there is any dispute, the referee sample is raised, and whatever the referee results come, that will be taken care. So it can increase or it can decrease, it can remain same. To that extent, energy charges can be revised.
See, just to add to that, the calorific content could be different in different grade of coal, but your energy, the pass-through in the tariff is determined by the norms that is there for heat rate. So if you are using an inferior grade of coal, you will be requiring more quantity of coal. So that adjustment mechanism is automatic.
I will clarify, grade sewage has no role in our energy charge. Our energy charge is calculated based on the GCV what we receive at our site. So there is no role of in grade sewage in ECR.
Okay, sir. Understood. And just to check on Tapovan Vishnugad power plant, so how much have we spent and what is the way ahead over there?
Tapovan Vishnugad, you must be aware that pursuant to government, state government order on 5th January, due to subsidence which has come out in Joshimath, we have stopped construction activities at the project. And we are awaiting government clearances. Meanwhile, some PLI has been filed in the Nainital High Court, and the High Court has taken cognizance and they have set the next hearing date, I think in the month of May, 22nd May. We are pursuing the government as well as the other authorities to come out of this and have an early hearing so that we can start construction. This is so far as the status of the project is concerned. As the expenditure is concerned, I think we have spent around 5,800 roughly 6,000 crores as on date. That includes IDC, IDC, everything.
Okay, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Apurva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Sir, you provided the breakup for the renewable capacity of recent plan. I apologize, I missed that. Can you please repeat?
Well, renewable capacity addition plan, you want me to repeat?
Yes, sir.
Which deployed? I think that is what he asked.
Renewable capacity.
Yes, sir. 735 is on NTPC and 2,300 is with NRE. So about 3,000 megawatts of renewable capacity.
Right. So the remaining for like 60 gigawatts, you had 40 gigawatts will be bid based and the remaining will be open. So break up for that, if possible.
Yeah, that's a broader picture perspective plan. But 40, I had mentioned that we hope to reach 60 RE capacity by 2032. And that the contribution would be 40 gigawatt coming from tariff based competitive bidding. 5 gigawatt of that would be from CPSU and 35 through tariff-based competitive bidding. 15 gigawatt will not be tied up on a long-term basis. It's more on 5 gigawatt will be merchant. 5 gigawatt we are planning through commercial and industry consumer direct sales. And 5 gigawatt through a flexibilization plan. Remaining 5 gigawatt through hydrogen fuel cells, green hydrogen blending with PNG, green methanol, etc.
Okay, sir. So the flexibilization is mainly with storage.
Not audible, please.
So the remaining 5 gigawatt of flexibilization which you stated, that is with storage, right? With battery and pump hydro?
No, I think flexibilization is part of the scheme which government has notified, wherein we replace the thermal power during the day by solar power. So that is the flexibilization scheme we are talking about.
So wherever the thermal variable costs are on a higher side, this is an attempt to replace that variable cost of thermal by a cheaper solar power during the daytime.
Actually, NTPC has been given a target by Government of India and 22 gigawatt, 12 gigawatt of renewable capacity to be established for flexibilization purpose, which will replace high cost solar thermal power plant during the daytime. So since NREL also will be participating and that we have to invite bid. We have already initiated process of inviting bid of around 2.5 gigawatt this year. And NREL is going to participate in that bid and REC is our bid provide a bid services they are providing. So NREL is will be expecting that under that scheme, that is not only NTPC, NTPC, NLC and other CPSUs who are having the coal capacity, they are supposed to invite bid for this purpose. So this 5 gigawatt will be expected to be set up through that route.
Thank you, sir. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for your participation in this conference call. I, on behalf of my colleague directors and the entire team, would like to thank you for your participation and very pertinent questions. And wherever there is any additional information needed, as told during the meeting, we will follow it up. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DAM Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.